Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure, Matt. I hear it's beautiful up in New Hampshire.
It is. We've been waiting a long time for nice weather like this, and we only wish you were back up here to enjoy it today. But yes, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, good.
So let's talk about some news this week. You are among a group of 17 senators currently seeking $2 billion for opioid crisis funding that has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic to be included in the newest coronavirus relief bill. Senator, how has the opioid crisis been affected by this pandemic, and how important is it to get these funds?
Well, it's really important that we continue to do everything we can to fight the opioid epidemic. Even though we are all focused on the COVID-19 pandemic, our substance misuse challenge hasn't gone away. And in many ways, the pandemic has really exacerbated things for people with substance use disorder because of the social isolation involved, because of the stress. And it's also harder for people who need treatment or resources for harm reduction to access those resources. So even though some of the legislation that we already passed and the president signed into law, like the CARES Act, did have some resources identified to continue to fight substance use disorder, specifically the opioid epidemic, we know we need more, and that's why we're continuing to push to include more resources specifically for substance use disorder, focus on opioids, but there are also other kinds of epidemics arising throughout the country. So we want some flexibility there. And we also know that people are particularly stressed, so that there are people who have mental health challenges right now who need additional supports and help. So we want to make sure that there's funding for that too.
Yeah, you know, it's this pandemic that, you know, it's just kind of taken over everything. It's sometimes you have to remind ourselves that the challenges and the issues that we faced prior to it did not go away. They're still very much problems. On the line with New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan. Senator, you spoke with Dr. Anthony Fauci last week about things about testing, test accuracy, ramping those up for COVID-19, maybe potential plans for a vaccine production and distribution. How would that look? What did you learn in that conversation you had with Dr. Fauci last week regarding those issues?
Well, we had a hearing in our Health, Education, Labor, Pensions, otherwise known as HELP Committee, because we want the public to understand what members of Congress are hearing and being briefed about. And Dr. Fauci is our lead public health infectious disease expert in the United States. And he was very, very clear that as we work to reopen our economy, it's critical that we do it the right way. One, to save lives and protect people's health. But two, we want to make sure that as we reopen, we can stay open. And that comes down to having a national health strategy to combat the pandemic. And what Dr. Fauci was very clear about is that we're going to continue to see outbreaks of this virus. We need to all continue to do our part with social distancing, wearing masks, washing our hands frequently, all the things that people have been trying so hard to do. Mm-hmm. But we also need to ramp up our testing capacity and our capacity for something called contact tracing. And that's when public health workers interview somebody who has the virus, who's been diagnosed with it, and work backwards to find out who they've had the kind of contact with that would mean that other people have been exposed to it and might have it. And then they go to those people and ask them to self-isolate. It is really important when you're dealing with a virus that can be asymptomatic. People can have it without knowing it because they feel fine. Mm-hmm. That when they get that kind of call, hey, you've been exposed, they self-isolate. That nips the outbreak right, at the start and keeps it from spreading. So we want to be able to do that. And it was clear from the briefing we got from Dr. Fauci and others that while we have made some progress on testing and there seem to be plans in place for more testing, from a national perspective, we have a ways to go, and I'm going to keep pushing on that. We really need the administration to identify what they think the testing need will be, and then how they're going to mobilize the American manufacturing supply chain to get us everything we need so we can have that number of tests.
On the line with New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan. And Senator, before I let you go, you've been hearing from people across New Hampshire that still haven't received their full stimulus payments as of yet. And I know you've been really working on that. What's causing the delay? And when can these people start to expect to see their stimulus money?
Well, so first of all, I understand how much people need these payments. And yes, I am pushing to ensure that people get them as quickly as possible. The IRS and Treasury have sent out about 500,000 stimulus payments to people in New Hampshire, but my office continues to hear from people who believe they are eligible but haven't received the money that they need. So we're pushing the Treasury to do more to address problems that people are having. Either they haven't gotten them yet or they got the wrong amount. Here are a couple of things people should know. First of all, if the IRS has your direct deposit information on file, you should have already received your payment, or it should be coming any day now. If you usually get your refunds with a physical check and you didn't provide the IRS with direct deposit information, you're going to get a paper check, but that's going to take longer. They have started to go out. They'll continue to go out through June and maybe a little bit past that. If you are a Social Security or Supplemental Security Income or VA benefit recipient, and you usually get your payments direct deposited, you should have gotten those payments by now. If you are somebody who didn't need to file taxes in 2018 or 2019, you can go onto the IRS website and fill out a form. It's irs.gov/coronavirus to fill out the form that will help you get your payments. If none of that is working and you believe you are eligible for a payment or you got the wrong amount, please call my office at 603-622-2204, and we will do our best to help you get that payment.
New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan, thank you so much for the time. I know you're incredibly busy, and I hope that the weather does improve. I hope it's the same in Washington, D.C. today as it is here in New Hampshire, because it's absolutely beautiful. Thank you for the time.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Matt. Take care, and everybody stay well and stay healthy.
Thank you so much, Senator. You too.